Test 4. Listening 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. What did the boy have to drink?
Have you been to that new cafe on the high street?
Yes, I've been there a few times.
What's the coffee like there? Is it any good?
I don't know. I don't drink coffee. I usually have a milkshake or something like that when I go to a cafe.
Oh, well, are the milkshakes any good?
I don't know that either, I'm afraid, because they don't sell them. The orange juice is okay. It's nothing exciting, though.
Have you been to that new cafe on the high street?
Yes, I've been there a few times.
What's the coffee like there? Is it any good?
I don't know. I don't drink coffee. I usually have a milkshake or something like that when I go to a cafe.
Oh, well, are the milkshakes any good?
I don't know that either, I'm afraid, because they don't sell them. The orange juice is okay. It's nothing exciting, though.
2. Which vehicles were involved in the accident?
Motorists should avoid the A4 today after an accident happened early this morning. Luckily, nobody was badly hurt, although the rider of the motorbike has been taken to hospital for a check-up and the lorry driver is in shock. It seems he may have fallen asleep at the wheel, although this has not yet been confirmed. The driver of the third vehicle involved has said that the lorry seemed to lose control for no obvious reason. Police are looking into the incident. Motorists should avoid the A4 today after an accident happened early this morning. Luckily, nobody was badly hurt, although the rider of the motorbike has been taken to hospital for a check-up and the lorry driver is in shock. It seems he may have fallen asleep at the wheel, although this has not yet been confirmed. The driver of the third vehicle involved has said that the lorry seemed to lose control for no obvious reason. Police are looking into the incident.
3. Where does the woman work now?
Have you still got that part-time job in the cinema?
I haven't worked there for a while now. I left about a month ago and started working in the supermarket because it was better money. But it was so boring, I decided to leave that as well. Then a job came up in a music shop in town, so I took that. It's about the same money as I got at the cinema, but it's much more fun, and I get to listen to great tunes all day.
Have you still got that part-time job in the cinema?
I haven't worked there for a while now. I left about a month ago and started working in the supermarket because it was better money. But it was so boring, I decided to leave that as well. Then a job came up in a music shop in town, so I took that. It's about the same money as I got at the cinema, but it's much more fun, and I get to listen to great tunes all day.
4. What time is the English exam?
Can you all please remember that the date of your English exam has changed? It's no longer on Friday at 9 o'clock. It's now on the following Monday. The time remains the same, but don't forget to get here half an hour earlier so that you can be calm and ready to begin. Don't forget, French is still on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock, so you're all going to have a busy day. Make sure you get plenty of rest on Saturday and Sunday. Can you all please remember that the date of your English exam has changed? It's no longer on Friday at 9 o'clock. It's now on the following Monday. The time remains the same, but don't forget to get here half an hour earlier so that you can be calm and ready to begin. Don't forget, French is still on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock, so you're all going to have a busy day. Make sure you get plenty of rest on Saturday and Sunday.
5. What does the girl's new friend look like?
Is it okay if I invite Sarah to your party? She's a new girl at my gym. You've seen her. She works out on the running machines a lot.
Sure, that's fine. It's always nice to meet new people. Is Sarah the girl with short, dark hair?
She's got dark hair, but it's long and she always ties it back.
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean. Yes, bring her along. I look forward to meeting her.
Is it okay if I invite Sarah to your party? She's a new girl at my gym. You've seen her. She works out on the running machines a lot.
Sure, that's fine. It's always nice to meet new people. Is Sarah the girl with short, dark hair?
She's got dark hair, but it's long and she always ties it back.
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean. Yes, bring her along. I look forward to meeting her.
6. Where is the man going tomorrow?
I'm going shopping and then to the cinema tomorrow. Do you fancy coming? It should be a fun day.
I'd love to, but I've already arranged to meet some friends in town.
Are you having lunch or something? I've heard that the new burger place is quite good.
Yeah, that's where we're meeting, actually. We all wanted to try it out. It's right next to the cinema, so maybe you could come along after the film and join us.
I'm going shopping and then to the cinema tomorrow. Do you fancy coming? It should be a fun day.
I'd love to, but I've already arranged to meet some friends in town.
Are you having lunch or something? I've heard that the new burger place is quite good.
Yeah, that's where we're meeting, actually. We all wanted to try it out. It's right next to the cinema, so maybe you could come along after the film and join us.
7. Where is the magazine?
Have you finished reading the magazine I lent you?
Oh, yeah, thanks. It was great. Do you want it back? I've left it upstairs in my room.
Yes, please. There's an article I wanted to read in it. Can I go up to your room and get it? Is it in your bag?
I took it out of there and put it on my desk. It's on top of my English book. And that reminds me, I need to do my homework. Can you bring my book down with you, please?
Have you finished reading the magazine I lent you?
Oh, yeah, thanks. It was great. Do you want it back? I've left it upstairs in my room.
Yes, please. There's an article I wanted to read in it. Can I go up to your room and get it? Is it in your bag?
I took it out of there and put it on my desk. It's on top of my English book. And that reminds me, I need to do my homework. Can you bring my book down with you, please?
Practice Test 4. Listening Part 2. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear two people talking about a painting.
This is an amazing portrait, isn't it? You feel as though the woman is really looking at you.
I know. She has a very interesting expression on her face too. She looks as though she's done something that she really regrets. It looks like she's very sad, but she's trying not to show it.
Do you think so? I think she looks as though she's just realised the answer to a difficult problem. She looks relieved and calm to me.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I wonder why we both have such different ideas about what she's thinking. Maybe you're a more positive person than I am.
This is an amazing portrait, isn't it? You feel as though the woman is really looking at you.
I know. She has a very interesting expression on her face too. She looks as though she's done something that she really regrets. It looks like she's very sad, but she's trying not to show it.
Do you think so? I think she looks as though she's just realised the answer to a difficult problem. She looks relieved and calm to me.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I wonder why we both have such different ideas about what she's thinking. Maybe you're a more positive person than I am.
9. You will hear a woman telling a friend about her new bag.
Oh, where are my keys? I know I put them in my bag.
It's a very smart bag.
I know. I bought it last week. It looks great, but it drives me crazy because I can never find anything in it. I thought it would be better than my old bag because it's bigger and it has so many useful pockets.
It certainly looks like there's a pocket for everything.
There is, but I can never remember which pocket I've put things in. I hope I'll get used to it soon, or I'll have to go back to using my little old bag. Oh, where are my keys? I know I put them in my bag.
It's a very smart bag.
I know. I bought it last week. It looks great, but it drives me crazy because I can never find anything in it. I thought it would be better than my old bag because it's bigger and it has so many useful pockets.
It certainly looks like there's a pocket for everything.
There is, but I can never remember which pocket I've put things in. I hope I'll get used to it soon, or I'll have to go back to using my little old bag.
10. You will hear two friends talking about a song.
Oh, not that song again. I can't get it out of my head. It seems to be playing everywhere I go at the moment. I can't seem to escape it.
I know, it's really popular, isn't it? It's on every radio station, in every shop or cafe. I think it's really catchy.
You can say that again. I keep singing it without realising. I wish I could stop, but it's like a disease.
You're funny. I'd love to hear you singing it.
Well, if I start, please pinch me. I really need to stop doing it. Oh, not that song again. I can't get it out of my head. It seems to be playing everywhere I go at the moment. I can't seem to escape it.
I know, it's really popular, isn't it? It's on every radio station, in every shop or cafe. I think it's really catchy.
You can say that again. I keep singing it without realising. I wish I could stop, but it's like a disease.
You're funny. I'd love to hear you singing it.
Well, if I start, please pinch me. I really need to stop doing it.
11. You will hear two friends talking about a swimming pool.
Did you enjoy your swim this morning?
Yes, I did, thanks. I feel really refreshed now. Have you been to the new swimming pool?
Yes, I took the children there last Saturday afternoon. It was really busy, though. We could hardly find room to swim.
Oh, it was lovely and quiet today. You should go during the week next time. There was hardly anybody else there. The water was freezing, though. I nearly screamed when I jumped in. I had to swim really fast to warm up.
Oh, dear. That's certainly one way to make people get fit.
Did you enjoy your swim this morning?
Yes, I did, thanks. I feel really refreshed now. Have you been to the new swimming pool?
Yes, I took the children there last Saturday afternoon. It was really busy, though. We could hardly find room to swim.
Oh, it was lovely and quiet today. You should go during the week next time. There was hardly anybody else there. The water was freezing, though. I nearly screamed when I jumped in. I had to swim really fast to warm up.
Oh, dear. That's certainly one way to make people get fit.
12. You will hear a woman telling a friend about her weekend.
Did you have a good weekend, Sarah?
Yes, thank you. I visited some friends in the countryside.
That sounds relaxing. It's good to get out of the city sometimes, isn't it?
Yes. It was very peaceful, and it's wonderful to breathe clean air after all the pollution in the city. They live in a quiet village surrounded by fields and trees. Everything was so green. I found it a bit scary at night, though. When it gets dark in the countryside, it gets really dark. There are no street lights or lights from cars and buildings.
I bet you had a fantastic view of the stars, though.
That's true. It was really beautiful.
Did you have a good weekend, Sarah?
Yes, thank you. I visited some friends in the countryside.
That sounds relaxing. It's good to get out of the city sometimes, isn't it?
Yes. It was very peaceful, and it's wonderful to breathe clean air after all the pollution in the city. They live in a quiet village surrounded by fields and trees. Everything was so green. I found it a bit scary at night, though. When it gets dark in the countryside, it gets really dark. There are no street lights or lights from cars and buildings.
I bet you had a fantastic view of the stars, though.
That's true. It was really beautiful.
13. You will hear two people talking about a meal.
That meal was incredible. Thank you so much. You really are a wonderful cook. I ate far more than I needed to because it was just so delicious.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Would you like some more? There's plenty left.
I really couldn't. I've had two helpings already. It's very tempting to have a third, but I don't think I could possibly fit anything else in. I don't think I'll need to eat anything else for a week.
Shall we go through to the living room then?
Yes, that's a good idea. Don't let me get too comfortable, though. I could easily fall asleep after all that food. That meal was incredible. Thank you so much. You really are a wonderful cook. I ate far more than I needed to because it was just so delicious.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Would you like some more? There's plenty left.
I really couldn't. I've had two helpings already. It's very tempting to have a third, but I don't think I could possibly fit anything else in. I don't think I'll need to eat anything else for a week.
Shall we go through to the living room then?
Yes, that's a good idea. Don't let me get too comfortable, though. I could easily fall asleep after all that food.
Practice Test 4, Listening Part 3. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You will hear a radio presenter talking about a sports festival.
Are you wondering what to do over the summer holidays? The International Sports Festival starts on the 30th of June, lasts for 2 weeks, and ends on the 13th of July with prize giving and fireworks. It's well worth attending. Here's why. The fun starts on day one, with a huge event in Prospect Park. Organisers will arrive early to set up, but the event for the public begins at 12 p.m. and lasts all day until 6. Throughout the day, many different clubs and companies will be giving free workshops, which means you'll be able to try sports that you may never have tried before. Some of the highlights at the opening event include skateboarding and breakdancing workshops. You might also like to bring your bike and try some extreme cycling. Before you start, an expert will check over your bike to make sure it's safe. There will also be a bike race. To find out more information about exact times of each workshop, look on our website. You'll also be able to download a map which shows where everything will be in the park on the day. For the remaining 2 weeks of the festival, you'll be able to enjoy further workshops and sessions in the area. Locations and events include water sports at River Swimming Complex, track events at the Athletics Stadium, and you can also take part in indoor team games at Central Leisure. This festival is the first of its kind in our town, and I really recommend you see what it's all about. Are you wondering what to do over the summer holidays? The International Sports Festival starts on the 30th of June, lasts for 2 weeks, and ends on the 13th of July with prize giving and fireworks. It's well worth attending. Here's why. The fun starts on day one with a huge event in Prospect Park. Organisers will arrive early to set up, but the event for the public begins at 12 p.m. and lasts all day until 6. Throughout the day, many different clubs and companies will be giving free workshops, which means you'll be able to try sports that you may never have tried before. Some of the highlights at the opening event include skateboarding and breakdancing workshops. You might also like to bring your bike and try some extreme cycling. Before you start, an expert will check over your bike to make sure it's safe. There will also be a bike race. To find out more information about exact times of each workshop, look on our website. You'll also be able to download a map which shows where everything will be in the park on the day. For the remaining 2 weeks of the festival, you'll be able to enjoy further workshops and sessions in the area. Locations and events include water sports at River Swimming Complex, track events at the Athletics Stadium, and you can also take part in indoor team games at Central Leisure. This festival is the first of its kind in our town, and I really recommend you see what it's all about.
Practice Test 4, Listening Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear someone talking about an organisation that takes young people on expeditions.
Hello and welcome to the programme. Today I'm talking to David Watts, who is a leader of Youth Expeditions, which is an organisation that gives opportunities to young people to explore different parts of the world. David is here to try to show us that going on expeditions is a challenge that all young people can take part in, not just the super fit and super confident. David, could you tell us first about what the organisation does?
Hello, yes. We organise expeditions to different places and invite young people aged 16 to 20 to go on them at as low a cost as possible. Basically, we provide a grant for about 75% of the total. The aim is to develop confidence and a sense of adventure, but we also work with scientists and environmentalists. Although we want people who are keen to learn, we don't expect them to have expert scientific knowledge already.
How often do you organise expeditions?
About 3 or 4 every year, and they include month-long summer expeditions to the Arctic for those aged between 16 and 20, and then for those over 18, there are our Arctic and Desert Gap Year expeditions.
Tell us about one of your most recent expeditions.
This June, a group went to the edge of the Arctic Ocean. They went with 7 leaders and a group of scientists. They cross-country skied to where they were camping and then went everywhere on foot. They took part in a series of scientific studies, investigating glaciers, rivers, plants and so on. It was a very interesting trip.
You also run competitions.
That's right. And for this year's, 3 young explorers can win a place on our next expedition to the Arctic, for which we'll pay the whole cost. For 2 months, they'll live in tents and snow caves, and will learn how to survive in the extreme cold. For part of the time, they'll work with environmentalists on the subject of climate change, but there will also be opportunities for mountaineering and cross-country skiing. It should be a lot of fun.
So, how do people enter?
Entrants should make a short film that gives information about themselves, why they are interested in going to the Arctic, and what they hope to get out of the experience. They should send this to us by post, and we'll choose a number of people to come for an interview. From those, we'll decide who has won.
It sounds like an excellent opportunity, and I wish our listeners luck with that. Hello and welcome to the programme. Today I'm talking to David Watts, who is a leader of Youth Expeditions, which is an organisation that gives opportunities to young people to explore different parts of the world. David is here to try to show us that going on expeditions is a challenge that all young people can take part in, not just the super fit and super confident. David, could you tell us first about what the organisation does?
Hello, yes. We organise expeditions to different places and invite young people aged 16 to 20 to go on them at as low a cost as possible. Basically, we provide a grant for about 75% of the total. The aim is to develop confidence and a sense of adventure. But we also work with scientists and environmentalists. Although we want people who are keen to learn, we don't expect them to have expert scientific knowledge already.
How often do you organise expeditions?
About 3 or 4 every year, and they include month-long summer expeditions to the Arctic for those aged between 16 and 20, and then for those over 18, there are our Arctic and Desert Gap Year expeditions.
Tell us about one of your most recent expeditions.
This June, a group went to the edge of the Arctic Ocean. They went with 7 leaders and a group of scientists. They cross-country skied to where they were camping and then went everywhere on foot. They took part in a series of scientific studies, investigating glaciers, rivers, plants and so on. It was a very interesting trip.
You also run competitions.
That's right. And for this year's, 3 young explorers can win a place on our next expedition to the Arctic, for which we'll pay the whole cost. For 2 months, they'll live in tents and snow caves and will learn how to survive in the extreme cold. For part of the time, they'll work with environmentalists on the subject of climate change, but there will also be opportunities for mountaineering and cross-country skiing. It should be a lot of fun.
So, how do people enter?
Entrants should make a short film that gives information about themselves, why they are interested in going to the Arctic, and what they hope to get out of the experience. They should send this to us by post, and we'll choose a number of people to come for an interview. From those, we'll decide who has won.
It sounds like an excellent opportunity, and I wish our listeners luck with that.